Today marks the landing of the First Fleet and the beginning of the invasion and colonisation of Australia. In today's Australia, the exploitation of natural resources is only possible through the exploitation of Indigenous people. A nuclear waste dump at Muckaty is being pushed on community desperate for jobs and services. The government portrays the approval of a small number of the community as the result of detailed consultation. Barrick Gold's cyanide leach mining of Lake Cowell puts a tailings dam containing cyanide, arsenic and other lethal toxins within the high water mark of New South Wales' largest natural inland lake. It's one flood away from disaster. There are many more examples of Aboriginal land and cultural sites being destroyed in the rush to exploit natural resources. In a system where profit is the only motive, Indigenous Australians are faced with a never-ending battle to stop the destruction of their land. There's a few different theories as to the real reasons for the Northern Territory intervention, but we do know that it's failing to deliver on its promise to close the massive gap between standards of Indigenous and non-Indigenous health, welfare and education. Paternalistic programs such as the intervention have no chance of delivering the benefits they promise and have only served to leave Indigenous people feeling marginalised and ignored. Penalties and restrictions that target only one group of people is no way to make a more equal society. Acknowledging that Indigenous Australians have been wronged is just the beginning of what needs to be done. In the long run, instead of systems and structures that ultimately affirm nothing except the growth of profit, we need to demand measures that affirm the humanity of all people. We need to stop the intervention, to stop the exploitation of Aboriginal land, and to make real steps towards equal standards of health, welfare, and education for all. We know we can do this, and we show it through the many dedicated protesters, Indigenous activists, and unions that fight to protect Aboriginal rights and Aboriginal land. At marches like this, we show that the Australian people, and especially Indigenous Australians, have the power to fight for and win Indigenous self-determination. We're marching for peace today, and the way to peace is to make sure Indigenous Australians have the power to make real decisions about their communities and have the final say in how their land is used. To be truly proud of being an Australian is to commit to achieving this peace. And the only way to do it is to stand with Indigenous people in solidarity and to finally listen to what they're telling us.